Once again, if it's news of the latest Organ World CDs on release, requests and a mixture of organ sounds old and new, then you've come to the right place, because I'm Alan Ashton and you're in tune with Organ First Radio. And as always, a lively opener to these shows, and this month is no exception. The piece of music needs no introduction, but have a listen to the combination of Hammond organ sound with orchestra and see if you can guess who it might be. Okay, own up who at first thought they recognised the sound of James Last and a track from one of his early Hammond Agogo LPs. Well, it was in fact one of several tracks from a rather unusual release titled The Fantastic Sound of Werner Twardy on the Polydor Jazz Club label. Werner Twardy, who died in 1977, was a composer, arranger, producer and bandleader active in many fields of music throughout the 50s through to the 70s. As such, not all of the 26 tracks on this CD are organ solos, but they bring together material issued under Twardy's name and done in collaboration with other German solo artists, including the legendary Fritz Schultz Reischl, who, in the days before they both became world famous, played in a jazz trio with Klaus Wunderlich. Fritz Schultz Reischl went on to reinvent himself as pianist Crazy Otto. Anyway, here's another track, an upbeat version of that old standard, Always. Number called Always. Like I say, an unusual inclusion in a show of this nature, but if you like that kind of orchestra and organ combination, then you won't be disappointed by the fantastic sound of Werner Twardy.
Hi, this is Mike Hall. For the brightest and the best internet organ music programmes, it has to be Organ First Radio.
Well, turning my attention now to a much-awaited CD featuring the equally much-travelled Wurlitzer that's now installed in the Victoria Hall Saltaire in Yorkshire. This 8-rank organ commenced life in the Gaumont Cinema Oldham, where it remained until being purchased and installed by the Cinema Organ Society in Dale Hall in Hampthwaite in the 60s. In 1988, it was moved again to the Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey, where it was recorded by a number of artists, including Arnold Loxham. And after a 3-year tenure, it was removed to the new Ritz Ballroom in Brighouse, where it was then enlarged to 10 ranks. But in 2005, it had to be dismantled and stored for a couple of years until the Cinema Organ Society, who remained as owners of the instrument, could find a fifth and hopefully final home. And despite all the trials and tribulations, the organ has never strayed far from the area. And what's more, it sounds better than ever its designer Quentin McLean could have ever envisaged. To prove the point, here's the now magnificent 11-rank Wurlitzer in the hands of American artist Jelani Eddington.
Thank you.
You Make Me Feel So Young, beautifully styled there by Jelani Eddington. In complete contrast is the waltz in E minor, a waltz for solo piano composed by Frédéric Chopin. It was the first of Chopin's posthumously published waltzes, composed around 1830 and published in 1868, and is thought to have been composed before any of the waltzes published in his lifetime. Jelani Eddington has done a superb job of transcribing this item for the theatre organ, and is one of three Chopin items on the debut CD for the Cinema Organ Society's Solitaire Wurlitzer. So, let's enjoy the waltz in E minor. Chopin's Waltz in E minor, played by American artist Jelani Eddington, one of three organists to open this organ last year, and now honoured to be the first to make a full CD recording of it. It really is a grand sounding instrument, and everyone I've spoken to about it is full of praise for the sheer tonal beauty of it, displayed to great advantage on this CD titled Well, It's a Fanfare. As ever, full details are on our web pages. Full details of the next item, however, are not on the web page because, in fact, it's a recording sent to me by one of the listeners to the programme, Kevin Lavin, who comes from London. Here's the old cinema organ favourite, Whistling Rufus, but this time played on Yamaha HS6 PSR 2000 and 285 keyboards. Thank you. Whistling Rufus, performed on Yamaha organ and keyboards by Kevin Lavin. And time permitting, I'll try and fit in another item he sent me later in today's show. Now, when it comes to playing a whole arsenal of keyboards and synthesizers, then one artist I always enjoy hearing is American Rudy Rosa. He's got a number of very entertaining videos on YouTube, so just type in his name and sit back and enjoy performances such as this medley of three: Limehouse Blues, A Foggy Day in London Town, and What Is This Thing Called Love. Here's Rudy Rosa. Some musical reflections played there by Rudy Rosa. Limehouse Blues, A Foggy Day in London Town, and What Is This Thing Called Love?
Organ First Radio, for all that's best in internet organ music.
John Mann seems to be flavour of the year because his list of recordings has just been increased by a superb recording of the Allen organ, which belongs to the Henley and District Theatre Organ Trust, who are fortunate enough to have the dual-purpose MDS Theatre 3 model installed in Henley-on-Thames Town Hall. And, as you'll hear, it's a building that is so perfect for this amazingly theatre organ-sounding organ. Here's John reviving for many of us the signature tune that heralded any concert given by the late and sadly missed Eric Lord. Getting Sentimental Over You. Getting Sentimental Over You. And if that reminded you of the style of Eric Lord, then this next one can't fail to remind you of another great organist, sadly no longer with us. Have a guess to whom I'm referring to as John Mann plays España. Thank you. And no, that wasn't Douglas Reeve at the Dome Brighton Hill Norman and Beard organ, but was in fact John Mann at the Allen organ in Henley-on-Thames Town Hall. It was taken from his latest CD, simply titled Get Happy. Once again, producer Tim Wills has overseen the production of a very interesting release, and the Henley-on-Thames District Theatre Organ Trust have every reason to be justifiably proud of having such a magnificent organ to present at their concerts.
Hello, this is Michael Waldridge, and you're in tune with Organ First Radio, the brightest and best internet organ music show.
Time now to catch up with some requests, and for the very first time I've been caught out by not being able to come up with a couple of pieces of the music. Mind you, that's not surprising in one case because the recording was only ever released in Chile, but all is not lost. Anyway, before we get to it, one of my regular listeners in the United States has asked me to include a certain recording made by the self-styled organist Sir Julian, whose actual name was Julian Gould. The item requested was Duke Ellington's Caravan, which I don't have, but Dave, I hope you'll settle instead for Sir Julian playing Movin' at Midnight. Moving at Midnight, played down Hammond organ by Sir Julian. Well, now to that request for Bill, a regular listener in Chile, who asked for the following item by an artist who happened to also teach Bill to play the Hammond organ before disappearing to Ecuador at the time of General Pinochet's coup d'etat in 1973. It was the organist who disappeared and not Bill. The artist was in fact Aristotle de Souza Falcao, but thankfully for the likes of me, he recorded under the singular name of Toto. So, with no chance of me actually having the recording, Bill kindly sent me the track, which he hopes everyone will enjoy. Hammond organ again, and two tunes are Always in My Heart and April in Portugal. Chilean organist Toto with his combo and Always in My Heart and April in Portugal. And thanks for sharing that with us, Bill. Earlier in the show this month, I referred to organists Eric Lord and Douglas Reeve in my preamble to the latest CD by John Mann. And so I thought it'd be a nice opportunity to include a couple of tracks by those two artists. Firstly, it'll be Eric Lord at the former BBC Playhouse Wurlitzer with You're the Cream in My Coffee, and that'll be followed by Douglas Reeve at the Dome Brighton with El Relicario. Thank you. Two of the greatest names in theatre organ playing, Eric Lord and Douglas Reeve. Now, although I've never had the pleasure of seeing him play live in concert, one of my favourite organists is most certainly Kurt Preiner. So I was thrilled when MSS Studios, who host these programmes and have the largest selection of organ recordings in their mail order catalogue, acquired a CD that Kurt recorded for the former Versi Organ Company. If you like your music to be upbeat and move along with a driving bass beat line, then to that sound add the all-important live drummer, which certainly makes a change, and then you have a CD titled Return to Forever. For a sample of what this duo have on offer, let's join Kurt Preiner and John Ward all aboard the Honky Tonk Train. Honky Tonk Train, played by Kurt Preiner on Versi OX7 and John Ward on drums. Full details of this exciting CD are, as usual, on our web pages, and I'll be featuring another track later in the show today. Meanwhile, back, as promised, to the disc that Kevin Lavin sent me of him playing the Yamaha organ and keyboards, and this time it's Twilight Time. Thank you. Twilight Time, played by Kevin Lavin, a South London-based broadcasting organist and session musician who's been playing organ, accordion and keyboards for over 40 years in the United Kingdom, Europe, New Zealand and the States. Earlier in the programme, I included a brief extract from a live concert given by Eric Lord back in 1983. Well, 10 years earlier, I staged another concert at the Playhouse, and because the organ was originally played for so many years by Horace Finch, when it was in the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool, that is, I invited my good friend Noel Briggs to come along and give a concert, which he opened by playing the Eric Coates March titled Seven Seas.
Thank you.
Seven Seas March, played by Noel Briggs. And if you enjoyed that short extract by Noel, you might like to know that he's one of many organists who now appear on a series of videos that I've put together featuring some of the weird, wonderful and often wacky sides of the organ world. They can all be viewed by going to www.gramophone.co.uk. But do take note of the spelling of gramophone, which is up on the video screen right now. Right now it's time to return to the final recording in this month's show. Thank you as always for your company, and as promised, another track from the Kurt Preiner CD, Return to Forever. So, if that's all right with you, then it's all right with me.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.